Paradise Lost by John Milton, Book 9, lines 192 to 269. Now, when as sacred light began to dawn in Eden on the humid flowers that breathed their morning incense, when all things that breathe from the earth's great altar send up silent praise to the Creator and his nostrils fill with grateful smell, forth came the human pair, and joined their vocal worship to the choir of creatures wanting voice. That done, partake the season prime for sweetest scents and airs. Then commune how that day they best may ply their growing work, for much their work outgrew the hand's dispatch of two gardening so wide. And Eve first to her husband thus began.
Adam, well may we labour still to dress this garden, still to tend plant, herb, and flower, our pleasant task enjoined. But till more hands aid us, the work under our labour grows, luxurious by restraint. What we by day lop overgrown, or prune, or prop, or bind, one night or two with wanton growth derides, tending to wild. Thou, therefore, now advise, or hear what to my mind first thoughts present. Let us divide our labours. Thou where choice leads thee, or where most needs, whether to wind the woodbine round this arbour, or direct the clasping ivy where to climb. While I, in yonder spring of roses intermixed with myrtle, find what to redress till noon. For, while so near each other thus all day our task we choose, what wonder if so near looks intervene and smiles, or object new casual discourse draw on, which intermits our day's work, brought to little, though begun early, and the hour of supper comes unearned. To whom mild answer Adam thus returned.
Soul Eve, associate soul, to me beyond compare above all living creatures dear, well hast thou motioned, well thy thoughts employed, how we might best fulfil the work which here God hath assigned us, nor of me shall pass unpraised. For nothing lovelier can be found in woman than to study household good, and good works in her husband to promote. Yet not so strictly hath our Lord imposed labour as to debar us when we need refreshment, whether food or talk between, food of the mind or this sweet intercourse of looks and smiles, for smiles from reason flow, to brute denied, and are of love the food. Love not the lowest end of human life. For not to irksome toil, but to delight he made us, and delight to reason joined. These paths and bowers doubt not, but our joint hands will keep from wilderness with ease as wide as we need walk, till younger hands ere long assist us. But if much converse perhaps thee satiate, to short absence I could yield. For solitude sometimes is best society, and short retirement urges sweet return. But other doubt possesses me, lest harm befall thee, severed from me, for thou know'st what hath been warned us, what malicious foe, envying our happiness, and of his own despairing, seeks to work us woe and shame by sly assault, and somewhere nigh at hand watches, no doubt, with greedy hope to find his wish and best advantage us asunder, hopeless to circumvent us joined, where each to other speedy aid might lend at need. Whether his first design be to withdraw our fealty from God, or to disturb conjugal love, than which perhaps no bliss enjoyed by us excites his envy more, or this, or worse, leave not the faithful side that gave thee being, still shades thee and protects. The wife, where danger or dishonour lurks, safest and seemliest by her husband stays, who guards her, or with her the worst endures.